Previously on Algoa FM.
Algoa Country, it's time for Mythbusters, and tonight she's back, right? She's back for part two. We're addressing some of the craziest misconceptions about trauma and about relationships. Now, perhaps you've heard sayings like, if someone stays in an abusive partnership, it means they enjoy the abuse, right? Or that people with trauma can never ever build healthy connections. But are these things really true? Or are they myths that are perhaps keeping us from understanding the real impact of trauma? What does that actually mean, right? So she's a mental health coach and counselor whose voice is reshaping the conversation around trauma in this modern day. 20 years of lived experience and psychological research. A specialist in childhood trauma and relationship counseling. She's here to help us unpack the truth. Welcome back to Algoa FM, Louise Niemann. Man. Hello, Louise.
Hi, Sia. Thanks for having me back.
I'm so glad to have you back. Louise, listen, it was a hit last week. I think a lot of people were really shocked to hear these myths being debunked just about trauma and how that impacts our relationships. Is this a common thing that you perhaps bump into?
Yeah, you know, there's so many misconceptions. There's so many perceptions, there's so many judgments. And it just doesn't stop at the normal conventional toxic abusive relationship that we think it does. So yeah, it's very complex.
Now, one of the myths that also comes up, this goes a little bit more deeper, is that if someone stays, it means that they like the abuse, they like the treatment that they're getting from their partner, even if it's abusive. Is this true?
Yeah, because, you know, it's so easy to look at the situation from the outside and see very clearly how dangerous it is, see how abusive and toxic it is, see what the consequences are, and see what the damage is being done. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that that abuse, people don't realize, starts with such subtle mental and emotional manipulation, where you first don't recognize it as a red flag. Obviously, in hindsight, within this 2020, you can see everything that was a red flag. But at first, when you love, when you are thinking, you know, the best of each other, you put a lot of things down to, you make excuses for a lot of behavior. And that's where the subtle abuse and manipulation happens. So that by the time it's full-blown abuse, your self-esteem is so shattered.
Yeah.
You either don't believe you can leave, or you certainly don't believe you deserve to leave.
This is
the thing. So it's not as easy as people think that it is to leave.
Sure. So what about just the toxic cycles? Because a lot of people think that toxic cycles are only in romantic relationships, and they don't necessarily happen in families or in workplaces. This is another myth that came up. Is this one true?
Yeah, so again, you know, a toxic cycle is going to follow a toxic person, and a toxic person is present in a workplace relationship. In, you know, he's the father of family or he's the mother of a family. And, you know, just as unpopular opinion, but unfortunately to kind of engage with a toxic person means that there's some also a corresponding unhealthy trait within you that kind of engages with that toxic person in the first place, right?
I'm not
victim blaming anybody here, but it's really there's this unhealthy trait that kind of engages with that toxic person. And this is how a toxic family, you know, kind of starts, because obviously when the children come along, the children have got to develop these maladaptive coping mechanisms just to survive in the family system, you know, this toxic family system. And same with the workplace. I mean, you often find that you're tiptoeing around certain people in the workplace just because, you know, that bringing something up is going to just lead to an unhealthy confrontation.
Sure. And now you're saying that toxic relationships tend to attract toxic people. So now, the other myth is that if someone is considered toxic or someone that has trauma, you know, that means that you then can't have a healthy relationship.
So, not true, but you do need to work through, you know, and we kind of touched on this last week, and it really is so complex. So it does, you know, I'm not surprised there's a part two, because you do need to kind of recognize, you know, that there's probably a pattern here. You know, you're probably thinking, well, why do I kind of always attract these toxic people? Mm. So you do need to address whatever that kind of thinking pattern is within you, or whatever that trait is within you that does attract it, and kind of put the boundary around your self-worth and self-respect, so that those red flags show up immediately. But it doesn't mean you're not a strong person. It doesn't mean you're not a resilient person. It doesn't even mean you're not a self-aware person. It just means that there's possibly a dynamic within you, a coping mechanism within you, that you might not be fully aware of.
Wow.
Wow.
Algoa Country, we're chatting to a mental health coach and counselor whose voice is reshaping the conversation around trauma in this modern day, Louise Niemann. Louise, I'd love to know just about your online work. You know, what's happening there?
So I actually, half my clients that I speak to are expats around the world, UK, UAE, USA, and around South Africa as well. So I do see people face to face, but I also do a lot of online sessions with clients around the world and around South Africa.
Wow, fantastic. So where can we keep up with you?
My website, www.louiseniemann.com. And all my online clients actually get a complimentary 30-minute session, you know, just to figure out how we can go forward. But, yeah, that's my website.
Wow, that is awesome. I think you and I will chat after this about that one. Thank you so much, Louise. It was lovely.
Thanks, Kia. Have a great evening.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.